Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on, wait a minute, give me 1 minute.
What are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
I'm giving you what you want.
looking for is Jets Kelly.
Life and just, you know,
being here at 40, you know, because a lot of the kids is not even making it to my age, okay? A lot of these new kids, a lot of these young kids that are coming out, they came out way after me, are passing away early and dying early because, you know, these kids are not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not taking care of themselves the way they should be taking care of themselves. And every time you turn around, you see another person in their 20s. Or in their early 30s, and it's rest in peace. It's R.I.P. to this person and R.I.P. to that person, honey, you know. So for me to have been out, you know, back in the early, you know, the late 90s and down here to the 2018s, and for me to still be standing and still look young and still look fresh and still look vibrant, bitch, okay, and don't even look like I'm about to be 40, bitch, because, you know, a bitch's skin is still glowing and a bitch still looks good and shit like that. So, you know, we about to celebrate Gemini season, and it's about to go down in a big motherfucking way with the motherfucking Gemini. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm here for the shit. So, you know, and I do accept all birthday gifts and all types of things like that. So if you want to send me a gift, you know, just hit me up and stop and shit like that. So I'm just saying, but yeah, it's going down, bitch. When I tell you, I'll be taking like little selfies and stuff, but I haven't really got funky with the pictures in a long time, bitch. So I'm going to get real funky with my pictures. I got my fresh new bundles over here, bitch, and Roxanne's going to sew me in, bitch, and I'm going to be sitting and I'm going to be doing it. So shout out to all my motherfucking Geminis, honey, okay? Baby, yes, baby, you know I always got to get silly in motherfucking Philly. Shout out to my motherfucking Philadelphians, honey. Shout out to everybody in Philly. I love getting silly in Philly. I love going down to Penn's Landing and things like that in Philadelphia. So it's going down. But the call-in number for anybody that want to be here for the shit and actually call in and be a part of the show and speak to me live, loud, in any color right now is 563-999-3792. Once again, that number was 563-999-3792. Shout out to my brother Deshaun that is on the motherfucking, is on the live, baby. His birthday is May 31st. Baby, it always goes down basement. So I'm trying to wait. Jason is on his way home for work. I'm trying to wait for Jason to get here. I'm trying to wait for Marcus to get here and shit, so before I get into all the madness and the drama. But let me tell y'all something. I say this every year, right? And I keep it funky with y'all, okay? I'm going to have to get me a cigarette on this one. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, because y'all know I know a bitch loves to smoke her cigarettes, bitch. Hold on, I got to get a cigarette for this one. And I don't want nobody to take this any type of way, but if you do take it any type of way, then it applies to you. Thank you to Seven for the super cash on Facebook. Thank you, Seven, for the super cash. You know I got super cash on Facebook, where you can drop me super cash on YouTube Live. Honey, you can drop me super cash on YouTube Live. Shout out to the super cash. But let me tell y'all something, right? And I don't want nobody to take this no time. You can take it however the fuck you want to take it, bitch, because it's on you. And if it applies to you. So every year on Mother's Day, and I was going to do a live on Saturday, but I got so caught up in what I was doing on Saturday that I didn't do a live on Saturday, okay? I got caught up what I was doing, so I couldn't do a live on Saturday. But listen, okay, I say this every year after Mother's Day. I know you kids out there. Jason, I see you just called in, Jason. Get up here on this live, Jason. Get up here on this phone line, Jason. I need you for this one right now. Jason just called in. I waited for Jason to come through. He about to bust through, and I'm about to tell y'all what I got to say. Share this live. Invite your girlfriends, honey, to this live, bitch, because I'm here for the motherfucking shit, bitch, say. And I keep telling you girls, honey, okay? Baby. Yeah, I'm live for y'all too. I'm live for y'all Instagram. Shout out to all my Instagram followers that's on Instagram and shit like that. You know, I always make my pages private on Instagram, but when I go live, I make it public so everybody can see it and be here for the shit. Jason's about to come on. Jason's about to come on in a second. Hold on, I got a caller. 646-406. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Oh, my God, bitch. I'm here for the motherfucking shit. Kelly, I miss you, bitch. Like, the last time when you was going into the hospital, right, I wanted to try to catch a show, but I was at my father's house, so, you know, I had to butch it up, and I really couldn't listen to the show because I couldn't fag out how I wanted to. But I've been worried about you. Thank God that everything is all right. Like, did everything go smoothly with your surgery?
Everything went smoothly. So let me tell y'all before I get into being messy and shady. So let me tell y'all what happened. So after you get your breast implants done, you know, your body accumulates fluid around your implants. So usually your body will be able to, you know, absorb the fluid that comes into your implants, you know, and it just goes back into your body. So I had got so much fluid on my breast that my body could not absorb the fluid that was on my breast. I had 190 units on my left implant, so my body could not absorb the fluid. So I had to go into the hospital, and I had to get IV and antibiotics and everything because they wanted to make sure that it wasn't an infection in my breast.
Thank you.
And so I went into the hospital that Monday after I did the show, and I stayed in the hospital from Monday into Saturday. On that Thursday, I went in, and they drained 190 units off my breast. So I got out of the hospital on Saturday, and when I got out of the hospital on Saturday, on Monday, my breast started to swell up again. That Monday after I got out of the hospital, my breast started to swell up again. So the doctor put me in today to go back to the hospital for them to check my breast to make sure that no more fluid was being accumulated on my breast. So when I went to the hospital today, they did another ultrasound on my breast, and the lady said it was no more fluid on my breast. The fluid that had accumulated that Monday after I got out of the hospital, my body is now absorbing the fluid on its own, so I should be great until my next surgery.
Thank God, but make sure you check it out, like, to make sure everything
is good.
Yeah,
They got me going in once a week to make sure that the fluid, my body is absorbing the fluid on its own, and just to make sure that it's not accumulating to be so much fluid on my breast. So I go in once a week. I go in every Monday. I go in every Monday at 11 o'clock to do an ultrasound to make sure everything is going fine with my breast. So I'm great. I got a great clearance today when I went to the doctor. There is no fluid on my breast for them to have to drain. My body absorbed it on its own this week.
Thank God, because we need you, Mother Kelly. Like I told
yes.
you before when
listen,
I spoke
I'm
to you.
Listen, baby, you ain't got to worry about nothing, baby. I ain't going no motherfucking place. My motherfucking, let me tell you something. And a lot of people know, because I talked about it, like, after I came out of the hospital. Listen, if it was meant for me to go on January 9th when I had my first surgery and I died on the table and they resuscitated me and brought me back, I would have been gone, baby. It's not time for me to go, baby. I still got a lot more to fucking offer, and I still got a lot more to give, baby. So I ain't going to waste no time soon, honey. I got another 40, 50 years here on this motherfucking earth, bitch.
Yep.
And I'm going to be here for motherfucking shit.
Yep. Yes,
okay.
Oh, Kelly, wait, I got a question, okay. Right? Why is it, like, I've been to Bulls, like, back in the day, and I want to start back going, but why is it every time I watch the YouTube, y'all be sweating, like, I had it, like, I in Sunday school and church or some shit? Like, what's going on with the AC at these Bulls?
Well, I don't know, baby. I don't know. Shout out to Lonnie B. My Judy on duty, Lonnie B, is on the motherfucking Instagram live. Shout out to Lonnie B, honey. Live, loud, and in motherfucking color. Lonnie B is on here, baby. Go check him out at goodmorningbitches.com and get your motherfucking tickets, bitch, if they still got tickets for a show in a city near you, honey. That is the Judy on motherfucking duty. Is live, loud, and in color on the live. You know, it be hot in the Bulls because, you know, it be really packed in the Bulls. So, you know, the girls be really hot and they be sweating and stuff, you know, because a lot of these places, it be overcapacitated. And, you know, when you get a bunch of color people in a place, baby, you know, there's a lot of heat, honey, with a lot of color people in the place.
Because I be seeing y'all and y'all be... y'all look like y'all be sweating for blood, and I'm like, I want to come back out and start support everybody, but it's like, it look like it be so hot in them places, and I be gagging, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, sometimes it do, baby, and sometimes, you know, it depends on, you know, what place you go to and what venue you get. Sometimes it be hot and sometimes it don't. You know, it just depends. You just got to pick the right function to come out to, okay? Don't forget, Israel, they got the Pride Ball here in New York City, January 28th, here in New York City. It's a free ball. Third by Ballroom Throwback Caesar himself. Make sure you come out. $5,000 for the house with the most trophies, honey. January 28th here in New York City, baby. And don't forget everybody that's on Instagram and everybody that's on YouTube and everybody that's on Facebook. August 11th here in New York City, myself along with the House of Juicy and the legendary Diva Devana will be having our annual cookout school drive. So all you got to do to be a part of the school drive cookout is to bring school supplies so you come and eat, drink, and everything for free. And all we ask you to do is bring school supplies to be a part of our cookout. And if you can't make it here, you can always hit me up in my inbox or send me a message at Booking. That's BOOKINGJU3SKELLY@gmail.com for the address, and I'll send you the address for you to send school supplies if you can't make it here to New York to be a part of our school drive.
Yes, but I'm definitely going to want to donate for the school drive because I like that. Like, I like that's good work. Like, God bless you for that. But I love you. I'm one of your number one fans. And I'm just happy
thank
that
you.
Everything went
thank
well
you.
For you. All right. Love you, Mama.
Thank you. Okay. So let me get back to what I was about to say. 646-406, press 1 and take your hand down. So let me get back to what I was about to say. So listen, okay, because he just came up on a live. Let me start my shit. I had to give him a kiss. But let me start my shit. Say less. Hashtag say less. So I tell y'all, and y'all see, I don't post no motherfucking pictures, Miss Thing, okay? So I'm gonna start with myself first, okay? I don't post no pictures, okay? I may post a status or whatever, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Because I know my mother ain't the cutest thing, bitch, so I ain't posting no motherfucking pictures, okay? Because bitches ain't gonna sit up on motherfucking Facebook, bitch, and read my motherfucking mother, Miss Thing, bitch, in their motherfucking head, bitch, and make memes of my mother and all types of motherfucking shit, right? So let me tell you something. I don't know why you motherfucking girls. I love Instagram because Instagram be here for the shit. I say hashtag and Instagram hashtag. Okay, shout out to Instagram because I say hashtag say less and Instagram is here hashtagging say less. I don't know what's going on with Facebook. I don't know what's going on with YouTube. Okay, so listen. Let me tell y'all something, right? Y'all people, I know y'all love y'all mothers and all of this stuff, Miss Faye. But everybody should not be posting their mothers up on Facebook. It is no shade. Okay, oh, I'm here for the shit. Y'all should not be posting y'all mothers up on Facebook, Miss Thang. Everybody, mama, I know y'all love y'all mothers and everything, Miss Thang, bitch. And y'all want to post y'all mother up, and y'all want to show her life and stuff, because it's Mother's Day and everything, Miss Thang, bitch. But nobody ain't got no time to be seeing all these ugly mothers coming down their timeline, Miss Thang. It is no shade, Miss Thang, bitch, okay? All these ugly mothers was coming down my timeline all day yesterday, Miss Thang, bitch, okay? The girls sit back and screenshot people pictures of their mothers, Miss Thing, being in these group chats, reading people mothers and all types of things, and they say, girl, stop posting your mother up, Miss Thing, bitch. I know you love your mother and everything, Miss Thing. Put up a post, put up a status, tag her in the post, tag her in the status, Miss Thing, bitch. But if your mother ain't a cute motherfucking mother, Miss Thing, that should be posted up, Miss Thing, so nobody gonna read your mother and talk shit about your mother, don't be posting your mother up on the book, Miss Thing. Don't be posting your mother up on the gram, bitch. Don't be posting your mother up on Snapchat, Miss Thing, girl. Because the girls be sitting, why y'all telling me to stop? I'm being for real, Miss Thing, bitch. I've seen so many ugly mothers come down my timeline yesterday, Miss Thing. Bitch, and I'm keeping it real, bitch. Y'all ain't never seen me once post a picture of my motherfucking mother, because my mother ain't working, baby. I love my mother down, Miss Thing, bitch, but she ain't the cutest thing, Miss Thing, so I ain't posting no pictures of my mother, because y'all ain't gonna sit back and read my motherfucking mother. Okay? I'm just saying. Stop y'all shit. Bitch, bitch. Suck your shit, bitch. I see so many ugly mamas come down my timeline. Oh, I need some water. Hold on. I see so many ugly mamas coming down my timeline yesterday, baby. Bitch, I'm glad I didn't cook. I'm glad I didn't cook dinner. I'ma call you what happened?
Okay.
What happened?
You're live.
I'm on live. I'm doing the radio show. What's see? My cousin still here?
Yes, she's still here.
Okay, tell Charmaine to send me a picture when she's done with her hair.
You don't got nothing, like, come on, Archie. I've been asking for something for 2 days. All right.
I'm gonna call you back as soon as I get off the show. I'm gonna come over after we get off the show.
All right,
Archie. Okay. So, yeah, so please stop with all this. Please. Next year, just put up a status for your mother. If your mother ain't cute, Miss Thing, bitch, don't post no pictures up of your mother, Miss Thing. Because the girls sit back and they screenshot it and send it, bitch, and be reading and talking shit about people, mama. Please stop posting pictures up of your ugly mama, okay? Hashtag, I know you love your mother. And it is Mother's Day. And you should be proud of your mother. But your mother sure is ugly. And I'm just saying, stop your shit, Miss Day. Hashtag your mama sure is ugly, okay? Because some of these people, mama, that I seen coming, I was like, what? Girl, only your face that a mother can love, Miss Day, bitch, okay? Please, honey, okay? But shout outs to all the cute mothers out there, Miss Thing. I'm just saying. Shout outs to all the cute mothers out there that should be posted up. Shout outs to y'all. And shout outs to everybody that is on Instagram and on Facebook and on YouTube that is a mother. Happy Mother's Day to you. And I love you all and I wish you all the best. And everybody that's out there that's trying to become a mother, happy Mother's Day to you as well. And I hope one day that you definitely do become a mother and, you know, and get where you need to be to and things of that nature. So I'm just saying, I just had to get that out there, baby, you know, and put it out there, honey, because I ain't posting from Jewel up. I'm just saying, honey, I'm keeping it funky with y'all, honey, okay? I don't know where the fuck Jason is at. Jason, are you ready? Because, you know, Jason just came in for work and stuff, honey, okay? So, I don't know where Marcus is at tonight. I called him, but he ain't answered, so he must be tired and stuff. So, I don't know what happened over the weekend, what balls or anything that happened this weekend and stuff, but I know I want to say shout-outs to Mike Q, to DJ Mike Q in the House of Vogue for having their function that they have this weekend. So, you know, I've been in the house for the last... Jason!
What's going on? Why are you talking about people, mothers?
I didn't mention nobody mother name. I just told people they shouldn't be posting their mothers up, Miss Thing. Their mothers was ugly. did you see me post a picture of my mother up?
I try not to be on Facebook on Mother's Day, so no.
Yeah, well, I ain't post no picture of her. You know, I'm a cute ass motherfucking bitch, Miss Thing. My mother all right, Miss Thing, but she ain't a bitch. I ain't posting her up on Facebook, Miss Thing, girl. There's no tea, no shame, Miss Thing. I'm keeping it real, Miss Thing. And these bitches posting their mothers up, Miss Thing, girl. And I come and sit in front of my motherfucking iMac, Miss Thing, and look at all these ugly mothers coming down my motherfucking timeline, bitch. I thought I was watching a scary movie or something.
Well, at least you know where they get it from.
Listen, yesterday, bitch, I was sitting on Facebook, bitch. I thought I went to the movies, Miss Faye. Bitch, I thought I went to see motherfucking Candyman, bitch, Jason, Friday the 13th, bitch, girl. I thought I went to see Sure Enough and all types of shit yesterday, or watching Facebook yesterday, bitch. I thought it was a scary movie rerun going on Facebook yesterday with some of these bitches and their mamas on Facebook. I'm just saying, bitch. It's the truth. I mean, baby, I'm gonna keep it funky with y'all, and I want to know if y'all gonna keep it. And I want to know if y'all gonna keep it funky with me, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Hashtag ugly mama, if you've seen more than three ugly mothers, if you've seen more, hashtag ugly mother, if you've seen more than three ugly mothers on Facebook yesterday, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, hashtag ugly mother, if you've seen more than three ugly mothers on Facebook yesterday. Nobody ain't say nobody name, or pick nobody name, but hashtag ugly mother, if you've seen more than three ugly mothers on Facebook yesterday. I'm keeping it real, okay? I'm keeping it real. I already got it. Bitch, look, Instagram, look, Instagram, look, Instagram, look, Instagram, look, Facebook, look, YouTube, bitch, look. Everybody is hashtagging ugly mother because bitches seen so many more than three ugly mothers yesterday on Facebook. I'm keeping it real. I ain't post my ugly mother up this thing. I'm keeping it funky with y'all, bitch, okay? Okay. I care, Ricky. You know why I care, Ricky, on Facebook? I care, Ricky, because I had to sit here and think I was watching Friday the 13th, and I was watching Candyman, and I was watching Chucky all day yesterday on motherfucking Facebook, okay? Bitch. I'm just saying, I care. Because I didn't want to see that shit all day or coming down my timeline. And it kept coming down my timeline all motherfucking day long. I'm just saying. Okay? I'm keeping it real. Okay? But, Jason, how was your weekend?
I had to work, so my weekend was wonderful.
What was you was working? You was working at the desk or you was working on your knees?
Oh, my God.
I need to figure out what job I just went through
this with Marcus, Justin, and Josh the other night, and now you today. Why do you all make me out to be?
Why do you all make me out to be
the trashy one? I am not the trashy, slutty one. So I don't know why y'all always make me out to be the trashy, slutty one. No, I was not working on my knees. That is just, oh, my God.
I was just making sure, honey, you know. Y'all see, I put my portrait up in the back. I finally hung my portrait up in the back. I've been had it in the frame and stuff, but I never hung it up. But I hung my portrait up in the back. Nobody on Instagram can't see it, but YouTube, Instagram. Y'all see, I finally hung my portrait up in the back. See my portrait back there, Instagram. I finally hung my portrait up that I got done of my picture from the People's Choice. Oh, was that We Three Kings? That was We Three Kings Ball in North Carolina. I got a portrait done. But so you was working this weekend, okay? Did you sell any cars?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I don't have to sell cars no more. I just run the office now, thank God.
Okay, that's what's up, honey. You know that's what's up. So let me talk about this weekend. So my weekend was I've been in the house since I came home from the hospital, you know. Because every time I decided that I want to go out, everybody kept telling me, you need to rest. So, bitch, I've been laying in the motherfucking bed for motherfucking 2 weeks resting. I got tired of resting this motherfucking weekend, okay, baby? And so I stepped out on Saturday, and I went to the House of Vogue that Mike Q has. I think it's once a month. Mike Q has the House of Vogue competition where they have Vogue categories and runway categories and things of that nature. So I stepped out this weekend and went to the House of Vogue on Saturday. My kids kept reading, like, sit down, you're not going to place. I said, bitch, y'all better come pick me up, bitch. I need to get the fuck up out of this house. So I went out and we got to the place, and so Amori was on my side, baby, you know, and it wasn't moving from me. When Amori was walking the category, then Gillette was standing right on the side of me, bitch, and you all right? Baby, I'm quite fine, baby, okay? First of all, I can't feel nothing, bitch. I'm dosed up on these motherfucking oxycodones, so I can't feel nothing or anything like that. So, bitch, you know, I was out there, bitch, you know, I was feeling young because I was high on those motherfucking oxys, bitch. I took three oxys, bitch, and I was doped up. So I ain't feel shit, bitch, okay? So we went to the House of Vogue, and so my kids, Gillette came out, Amore came out, Chi-Chi came out, and they walked Runaway. And so it made me feel like back in the days, Miss Day, like when the Miss Rise was stormed one by one by one by one, then, you know, I would come out, and then MC Deborah would come out, then Andre would come out. So it gave me that feeling. So I gave them, like, you know what? It's been a long time since a bitch got out here and played with the girls for Runaway, honey, because y'all know, bitch, a bitch walks Runaway. Legend. A bitch walk face, legend. A bitch walks realness, legend. So I said, let me get out here and play with the kids for Runway, honey. So I got out there and I walked Runway and I got my tins, you know, and things of that nature for Runway this weekend. So it was cute, and I got my life. And so it came down to two Saint Laurents and two Miss Rides. I don't know the two Saint Laurents names. But it was two St. Laurents and it was two Mizrahis, myself and Gillette, with the last two Mizrahis after they sat all the other Mizrahis down. So Gillette came out there and she sat one St. Laurent down. Then it was the final battle with myself and the other St. Laurent. And so I had to come out there and do what I do. Okay? And I sat him down. Grand prize, $200, of the legendary, iconic mother herself, Kelly Mizrahi, and motherfucking Gillette motherfucking Mizrahi for the 200 girls. So, you know, I don't think nothing of it, you know, and stuff. Grand prize for our performance that night for $200 went to Star. Grand prize to everybody else that won all the rest of the categories that they won while they was there. So, you know, I win, lose, or draw, you know, I don't sit back and I don't comment or say anything or read or stuff like that. Because whether, you know, sometimes you win when you're not supposed to, sometimes you lose when you're not supposed to, you know. And it is what it is, like that and stuff. So, Brooklyn Mona, I'm not here for your shit, Brooklyn Mona. I'm really not, Brooklyn, okay? So tread lightly tonight, bitch, because, bitch, I'm feeling real motherfucking good tonight, bitch. So, Brooklyn, play pussy, Brooklyn, or I can fuck you tonight, bitch, okay? Because I'm here for all the shit tonight, bitch. Y'all see I'm loud, and in color, and I have my glasses on, bitch, so I can see every motherfucking comment you motherfucking bitches motherfucking write, bitch. I don't be seeing the comments when y'all be writing them, bitch, because I couldn't see, bitch, because I didn't have my glasses, bitch. But I got me a new motherfucking pair today, bitch. So play with it if you want to, ho.
Don't live like
okay?
That.
Okay? So, I after looking at all the ugly mothers on Facebook, I happened to bump into a video of me and the child battling, you know, and stuff like that. So I watched the video, you know, and things of that nature. And so then I go and I look, and it's like 40-something comments underneath the motherfucking video, Miss Thing. So I look at the comments, Miss Thing, but I couldn't really get into the comments the way I wanted to get into the comments because my brother had woke me up early. You know, I just got in the house about 4 that morning. Then my brother woke me up about 9, which, you know, after coming home and then going to sleep and taking 2 more oxys and going to sleep, my brother woke me up around like 9 o'clock for me to get up and get in the shower and get together. So because my brothers are up here from out of town for Mother's Day, they came to surprise my mother. So they woke me up, like, to go out to breakfast and to go out with them to breakfast for my mother. So as we sit in the restaurant, and I'm so disgusted by being in this restaurant, we in IHOP. It's a 45-minute wait. Then when once we finally get the motherfucking table, we get to the fucking table and they give us a fucking menu, and you open the fucking menu up, bitch, and the motherfucking, I touch the menu to open it up so I can see what I'm going to eat, bitch. The menu has all of this fucking syrup on it, bitch, and so then I get the shit on my motherfucking phone, bitch. I get the shit on my motherfucking jeans and everything, so now I'm disgusted. Can you bring me some wet wipes so I can wipe my motherfucking hand off? And now take this menu and go and clean it because, like, this is disgusting. So I was over it. So as I'm looking and my phone, I see the video and I see the comments, and so I look up, like my head is down looking at the phone, and so I look up and my brother's looking at me like, so then I have to close the phone and I couldn't really get into the videos and everything, like, you know, the comments and everything, because my brother's looking at me like, bitch, okay, sis, we out eating with mommy, why are you on your phone? So I said, okay, I'm going to go back and I'm going to see it later, but I didn't remember the child's name. So after we had breakfast, I dropped them back off at home, and then I had to drive to Brooklyn to go and see my son Tyshawn Malone. So after I drove to Brooklyn, I don't know why we pulled over. We stopped at the gas station, and so when I open my phone again, now the video is back up on the top of my phone again. So I look at the comments. So I had to put the little dancing boy. Underneath the motherfucking comments, Miss Thing, because I just don't understand the girls, baby. Like, all the girls have so many opinions and so many things they have to say. I've been out for over 22 years. I don't see people win when they shouldn't have win. I don't see people lose when they shouldn't have lose. But to sit back and to read all the comments that the girls have to say at any day and at any given motherfucking time, any bitch that wants to see me, bitch, if y'all think that, you know, it was shade, because it really wasn't ballroom girls on the panel like that, bitch, but at any given time that a bitch wants to see me on the motherfucking floor for runway, because I have been walking runway for motherfucking years, bitch, and I motherfucking walk. We was in a tight space, and I did what I had to do in a tight space. So anytime that any bitch that has something to motherfucking say underneath that motherfucking video would like to see me on the floor or any one of my kids on the motherfucking floor for motherfucking open to all motherfucking runway, butch queen, fem queen, drags, ready to motherfucking attack, bitch, I will be back on the motherfucking floor. All you have to do is hit me in my motherfucking inbox, bitch, and I can show you. I can let my legs do the walking, I can let my feet do the talking, and I can let my arms do the walking, and I can walk, bitch. So any bitch, whether you're a legend, a statement, or a motherfucking star, bitch, they got a comment that they want to say, bitch, about the runway. We could do this at a major event, since y'all think, oh, with the panel or with shade or whatever. And this is to the house of Saint Laurent. Baby, I'm here for the shit. Whenever they want it, open to all runway. I'm here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. Okay, baby, because we live in a tight space, so we can have a 12-foot runway, whatever type of runway, bitch, and we can walk and we can motherfucking do this whenever the fuck y'all want to do this, bitch. Cause I walked down, bitch, in the name. That right there was a light like something, bitch. But when I start strutting, bitch, I walked, bitch. What's up, Kamaya? So whatever. I don't know how to pronounce your name, but thank you for the super cash on Facebook. I don't know how to now pronounce your name. Shago, thank you for the super cash. So whenever, bitch. Oh, I'm here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. Okay. And to let you girls know, bitch, I'm coming out of retirement. I'm coming out of retirement really soon at a board really near you. I'm coming out of motherfucking retirement, bitch, and I'm coming to walk, Miss Thing, bitch, a couple of categories, Miss Thing. So I will be dusting off my ruby red slippers really motherfucking soon, bitch, and letting the girls know exactly who I am and what I am, Miss Thing. So I'm just saying, I'm not giving names, Miss Thing. I don't need the girl five number no names, Miss Thing. I said they house name. That's enough. But yes, I'm dusting off my ruby red slippers really motherfucking soon, Miss Thing. Oh, and I'm coming out, Miss Thing, and I'm going to be here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. So I'm just letting y'all know. So stay tuned, because mother is about to hit the back of the floor. So, I am. I'm coming out, honey. I'm coming out. I'm about to, you know, in the next 6 months, I'm gonna walk face again. I'm gonna walk runway, and I'm gonna walk realness again in the next 6 months. So I'm just letting the girls know, honey. Okay, I'm coming out one more time, bitch. Face, Runaway and motherfucking realness, Miss Thing. And don't let me get real cute, Miss Thing, honey, and the doctor fix these titties, baby, real soon, Miss Thing. I'm going to come out there for big girl sex, too, Miss Thing, girl, honey, okay? Because I got a little body, I got a little face, and I got a whole lot of motherfucking realness, bitch. Oh, yeah, what's up? I'm just saying. I don't know where Marcus at, honey. But if y'all want to call in and be a part of the show, honey, the number is 563-999-3792, bitch. If y'all want to call and y'all want to be a part of the show, honey, I'm just saying. All you hoes that's out there, if you want to be a part of the show, pick up the phone and call in this motherfucker, bitch. We live loud in this motherfucking color up in this motherfucking shit. But you know what I want to talk about? And it's no shame, right? But I was watching, Jason, did you watch T.S. Madison last week?
No, Kamaya,
sit down, Kamaya. You don't want this, Kamaya. This ain't what you want, Kamaya. I'm telling you, Kamaya. This ain't what you want, Kamaya. You don't want this. You don't want this, Kamaya. You don't want this, Kamaya. All day, every day, motherfucking real, Kamaya. You don't want this. Baby, this ain't what you want, Maya. This ain't what you want, Kamaya.
No,
this
ain't what you want.
Honey, Kamaya, this ain't what you want. You don't want this? Did you? Oh, so you ain't watched T.S. Madison last week?
Who she have last week?
She had Tokyo Tony from Love and Hip Hop, the Virgin, the Big Girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she had the Big Girl on there. I don't think virgins should get into relationships. It's no shade. Do you agree with me, Jason?
You don't think virgins should get into relationships?
If you're a virgin and you say it and you, I don't know, baby, listen. Tokyo, whatever, honey. Okay, listen. Baby, if you're a virgin, two virgins should be in a relationship together if you're trying to save your virginity. I don't think you should be a virgin. I don't think you should be a virgin and be in a relationship with someone that has already been sexually active and think that that person is not going to be having sex with other people if you holding your virginity back on that person, okay? I think if you're a virgin, two virgins should be in a relationship together and they should be saving themselves for their self, okay, until they're ready to lose their virginity. I don't think that...
So she found out her boyfriend was cheating on her or something?
Yeah, she found out that he was cheating on her and with his ex-girlfriend, a flight attendant, and she gonna tell, you breaking up, Kelly. I don't know why I'm breaking up. And she was mad because he was cheating with the flight attendant.
The internet can slow down.
I don't know why this Facebook is acting up. Hold on, this Facebook is acting up. Hold on. I got to start another live because the Facebook is acting up.
The 100%
I don't know why the Facebook is acting up.
So get a Fios triple play with a 2-year...
Okay, hold on. I have to start another live. Okay, we back on Facebook because everybody was like the live was acting up on Facebook. So I don't know why it was acting up, so I had to start the live over. You know, Facebook be doing the most, honey, okay? Shout out to YouTube and shout out to Instagram. Facebook be doing the motherfucking most, Miss Thing, when it comes to these fucking lives, Miss Thing, girl. They be acting up, Miss Thing, and then they always want to have a bitch block for motherfucking 30 days, bitch, and then they ain't even got their shit together. Bitch, they got the fucking Russians spying on our shit and all up in our motherfucking shit, bitch, okay? Bitch, but then they want to have a bitch block for 30 motherfucking days, bitch. You can block a bitch. Facebook can block a bitch for 30 motherfucking days, bitch, for posting new pictures and doing all types of shit, bitch. But y'all couldn't get the Russians to stop motherfucking fucking up the election. I'm just saying. Okay? But yeah, I don't think baby, if she mad and want to be reading and stuff, you can't, if a man is sexually active and stuff like that, a man wants what he wants. Bitch, You can't be holding that. You can't be holding that nookie and stuff like that. And then she popping that thing up on Madison's show like she know how to throw that thing like that, Miss Thing Girl. Girl, if she was popping it up on him like that, maybe she would have kept him on it. But he left her and he went to the flight attendant. I'm just saying, Miss Thing. I don't think, I don't know. I'm just saying. Baby, I'm just saying, bitch. I love all my big girls down, and I support my big girls and shit, bitch. But nah, honey, she shouldn't be doing that, honey. And stuff. It's better now. Yeah, I had to start the live over. I don't know what's going on with Facebook. Facebook be carrying on with these fucking lives, bitch. But they let the motherfucking they let the Russians in and let Cambridge Analytical in the motherfucking live, Miss Thing, and in our shit, bitch, to see all our servers and all our shit we were saying, so Donald Trump can win the fucking election, bitch. But they can't keep these motherfucking lives working, motherfucking correct, bitch. But they can do all this other motherfucking shit with Cambridge Analytical and letting the Russians in and all our shit, so Donald Trump can win the election, bitch, and fuck up America, bitch, the way he fucking it up, bitch. Cause hashtag fuck up America, he talk about hashtag make it great again, hashtag fuck up America, cause that's all Donald Trump is doing, is fucking America up, bitch. He ain't making nothing motherfucking great about this motherfucking shit, bitch. All he doing is fucking it up, hashtag fuck up America, cause that's what Donald Trump is doing, fucking us up. Bitch, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's why I started back tonight.
You said what?
I said I forgot basketball why I started back tonight. I'll watch the ball.
Basketball why I started back tonight. And I heard that they got a revelation about Evelyn. They said she's supposed to have slept with Shaq.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Okay, yes, Miss, they said she slept with Shaq. I just, you know, I'm not even going to get on the whole, celebrity thing, because if I start talking about these bitches, hold on, we got a caller, 201-780, you're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit, or are you just here?
I'm just here. Hi Kelly, hi Jason, this is Rodney. How are you doing?
Hello.
Kelly, I just wanted to call and say it's good to hear that you made it through your surgery, your recovery well. I've been concerned, thinking about you for the last couple of days. It was good to see the show posted tonight. So I'm just enjoying hearing your voice again. I just have a question. I know when you talked before about your surgery, you said you wasn't gonna post no pictures. But one of my Facebook friends said that he saw that you posted some pictures. What made you change your mind?
I didn't post no pictures. I did a live when I was going through everything that I was going through, like 2 weeks ago, and I showed my breasts, like how the doctor had fucked up my breasts and everything. But I really didn't show no pictures because my breast is still not where I need my breast. Well, my right breast is completely fine and it's healed and it's pretty and it looks really nice. But my left one looks like the bride of fucking Chucky. So, like, you know, I really haven't posted no pictures. But baby, when I finish, now that I fired the first surgeon and I have a new surgeon, hopefully the new surgeon is going to get me where I need to get to, and I'm going to post pictures up once they're done and they're pretty and they're vibrant. I'm going to do me a whole fucking new photo shoot with Ballroom Throwbacks, and I'm going to post up some nasty motherfucking pictures, and I'm going to do like all these other bitches do with their fucked up bodies and shit, Miss Thing. I'm going to let Sean of Ballroom Throwbacks Photoshop the shit out of me and make me look really good like some of these other bitches with fucked up bodies.
Oh, that's what's up. One more thing. Can you post your Cash App so I can send you a birthday present?
Everything with me is just like the show. JUSSKELLY. Everything is Jess Kelly.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Everything with me is Jess Kelly. My Cash App is Jess Kelly. JUSSKELLY. That's with everything.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
You're welcome. Thank you.
right.
Yes, baby. When I get this motherfucking left titty fixed and she right, bitch, like the right one, bitch, when I tell y'all, bitch, y'all gonna read down, bitch, because y'all gonna say she photoshopped down. Yup, I'm photoshopped down, bitch. I'm being a nasty motherfucking panty, Miss Thing, bitch. We're just covering my titties like this, Miss Thing, having all kinds of poses, Miss Thing, girl. Honey, I'm gonna let Sean photoshop me and curve me out, Miss Thing, bitch. Because you know a lot of these bitches, y'all run around and y'all titty pictures, Miss Thing, bitch. Then when y'all see them in person, they don't look like that, bitch. Every motherfucking picture I got up on motherfucking Facebook, bitch, it's not photoshopped, it's not enhanced, bitch. That is motherfucking me, bitch. But when I get this left titty fixed and this left titty is like the right one, bitch, oh, I'm gonna be photoshopped for the fucking God, bitch. Y'all gonna read the whole shit out of me, bitch, cause I'm gonna be photoshopped, bitch, girl. I'ma look like Nicki Big Minaj, okay? I'ma look like Nicki Big Minaj, okay? Bitch, oh, I'm gonna be here for the fucking shit, bitch. Okay? I'm just saying, bitch, okay? Look at me some long-ass motherfucking hair down my back, Miss Thing, bitch. I'ma let Sean Photoshop Miss Thing curl and all types of shit up in this motherfucking shit, bitch. She gonna be like, y'all gonna be like, oh, shit! I'ma be like, bitch, I'ma break the motherfucking internet, bitch. I might do a paper magazine motherfucking cover, bitch. I'm just saying, bitch. But yeah, honey. Oh, hold on. We got another caller, honey. 202-487. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
What's up, Kelly? How y'all doing? What's up, Jason? What's up, Marcus? Can you all hear me?
Yes. Oh, wait, hold on. Before you finish what you're saying, shout out to Lala. Shout out to Lala and her agency on June the 13th at GMAC. The icon mother herself will be teaching a self-defense class. Shout out to Lala and her team for booking mother to teach a self-defense class. So if y'all see me see my video of me phone a nigga up into a pretzel, I'm teaching a self-defense class, and I'm teaching people that want to learn self-defense how to handle themselves without using a weapon and taking a motherfucker down, bitch, because I know how to take motherfuckers down. Y'all see my video. Oh, I'm here for the shit. Back to you, caller.
Kelly, I love you. You are so funny. So my first question, well, it's good to see you, and I'm glad that you are in good spirits. Jason, you sound so tired. As Marcus, I know what it is to be having a long day. But my first question for you, Kelly, is what do you think about the new TV show on Vice, My House, with Precious and Tati and the other ones? What do you think about it?
Congratulations. I say congratulations. Congratulations to Tati. Congratulations to Precious. Congratulations to Jay Mizrahi. Congratulations to oh my god, child, I'm getting his name at the fucking tip of my mother. Oh my god, Alex Miyake Mugler. Congratulations to them, and congratulations to anybody that is a part of, you know, the ballroom culture and the movies and the TV shows that's coming out for them. I want to say congratulations to them for definitely doing what they're going to do and stuff like that. I seen the first episode of Viceland, and it was cute for them, and I shared it in my group and things like that. But you know, that whole ballroom thing, I just don't, you know. When it comes to producers and people being a part of ballroom and doing things that they're doing, the only way I'm going to be a part of something, if I have, I have control over what's going to be done, and I don't want to do anything that's going to be scripted and all types of things like that. I want it to just, you know, like, be really reality and stuff. But I congratulate them. I congratulate the people that's doing what they're doing on polls and everything, you know, and it is what it is.
Yeah. So I see you being a part of it. Like, I really see, like, you being a part of it. I think it wouldn't be good.
Well,
let me tell you something.
And I'm going to say this to everybody, because everybody – everybody has been, a lot of people have hit me up when when Riceland came out, Pose is about to come out, like, why are you not a part of, like, any one of these shows, baby? I've been in ballroom for 22 years. I'm not going, baby. My resume and everything that I have done inside of ballroom and that I'm doing outside of ballroom speaks for itself. I'm not going to audition. I'm not going, and I don't want anybody to take this any type of way. I'm not going to sit down and audition for some white people about ballroom to be a part of a show.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm not going to go sit and audition, say, you know, and have them say, oh, we'll call you and we'll let you know if you're going to be a part of it. I'm not here for the shit, bitch. I am motherfucking ballroom, bitch. I'm not going to audition for you and make a motherfucking ass out of myself or something for you to tell me, you know, it is what it is and all types of things of that nature. No, that's not going to happen.
Wow. Well, it's so unfortunate because I do see, like, Kelly, you and Nicole and Ashley, like, y'all are, like, the pillars, and MC Deborah, y'all are, like, the pillars of ballroom. But I get where you're coming from. It's, like, somewhat of a smack in your face because the culture of ballroom is so much more than just Vogue. And I guess this is, like, the open door, you know what I'm saying, for you – for the LGBT community to walk through. And I feel what you're saying, but I wish that you would get involved. I really wish you would get involved.
Let me tell you something, right? I can't say much about what's happening, but I have been talking with people. Papers have been signed, so when I was in the hospital this time, you know, I was followed through to my whole procedure of me being in the hospital the last time I was in the hospital. So things are happening. We just have to wait for it to, you know, come to the light. That's all I can say for right now.
And you know what too? I love, when I look at YouTube, sometimes I always look at the aftermath. You and Caesar have to do the aftermath again. It has to happen. Like, it's nothing like, you know, like that raw, uncut, unpredictable.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I would love to give y'all aftermath and do all of that stuff. But when I be at the balls, I'm there, and when I come in, people be like, oh, you here for the shit? I'm not really here for the shit. I've come out and I'm supporting the people that have supported me at my ball when I had my ball. So if you see me at somebody's ball, I'm supporting them because they came to my ball or I either booked them busy. But besides that, when I'm at the balls, when the ball is over, I'm ready to leave, and I don't want to be around and stuff. Like, you know, sometimes I'll go up to Caesar, and I'll say to Caesar, okay, come on, I want to do an aftermath, and we'll do an aftermath and everything, bitch. But I have to have someone there with me that, you know, even though Caesar sits there and he does the aftermath with me, that's my brother, and we have chemistry, but I can't go back and forth with my brother on camera. So I need my sister, MC Deborah, or I need a Jason, or I need someone like that, or I need a Corey, so we can feel it and, like, you know, and pull that beast out of me. Caesar, that's my brother. I love him down. But Caesar don't pull the beast out of me, bitch, to give y'all what y'all want for live, bitch, okay? Jason is going to pull the beast out of me to give y'all fucking nasty live. Corey's going to pull the beast out of me and stir me up for a nasty live. MC Deborah is going to pull the beast out of me just by walking in front of the fucking camera and getting on my motherfucking nerves, bitch, and aggravating me, bitch. You know, Caesar, that's my brother. We got good chemistry and got stuff together, but he don't get the beast around me up there. Ah, like, you know, for a live. But you never know. You never know. We gotta see. We never know. I promise y'all this. July 28th at the Free Pride Ball that Caesar's having.
Yes, that
the Free Pride Ball that Caesar's having in Queens, Make sure you go and get your tickets. Make sure you go and get your tickets and definitely reserve your tables and everything. You can go to his page. You go to Ballroom Throwback page and get your tickets. On July 28th, I'm going to definitely make sure that I give y'all a fucking aftermath. Me and Jason is going to cut the fucking monkey because I know Jason's going to be in the building. Me and Jason and Corey, I know Corey will be in the building as well. Me, Jason, and Corey is going to cut the fucking monkey on y'all motherfucking asses July 28th. I'm going to give y'all a nasty aftermath. I promise that to y'all.
Yes. And one more last thing. How's Sanaya? I haven't heard anything from her. I think
Sanaya is highly favored and blessed. She's a child of the Lord. She has taken my advice along with Lisa and Jack and everything, and she has finally hung up her hat, and she's going to be a woman and live her life like the rest of her sisters, Carrie and Vanessa and Arjanae and all of them have done, and she has retired from ballroom and things like that. She's still on Facebook and posts like that, but she's done with doing ballroom like the rest of her sisters.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night, and I'm still watching live.
Thank you. Press 1 and take your hand out for me, baby. Okay, the next caller we have is a private caller. Oh, wait, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, I just want to say that I'm so happy that you're feeling better, and God bless you as you continue through your recovery.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers and your words.
No problem. You have a good night.
You too. Yes. We live, loud, and in color. If you want to be a part of the show and you want to call in and be here for the shit, the call-in number is 563-999-3792. Once again, that number was 563-999-3792. 3792. Shout outs to my girl, Red motherfucking Snapper, honey. Shout outs to Red Snapper. Shout outs to everybody all out. Oh, look, girl, I need to hear from you at least once a week. I miss you. I'm a breast cancer survivor from Chicago. Just had reconstruction surgery. 2016, so I know your struggles. I'm still, yeah, baby. I'm going through exactly what this young lady is going through with my reconstruction surgery. It's just like a breast cancer survivor. Like you have to go through multiple surgeries to get your breast to back where they want to. So shout out to you and being a breast cancer survivor. Shout out to all my breast cancer survivors that's going through surgery and all the things that they're going through. I told y'all, bitch, I can see tonight, bitch. I can read the messages tonight, bitch. I got my glasses, bitch. I can read tonight. That's why I don't be seeing the messages. I'll be seeing the messages, bitch, because I'll be having my glasses, bitch. But I got my glasses tonight, bitch. So, bitch, don't think nothing gonna get past me tonight. Bitch, I have to get me a new pair, bitch, okay?
Y'all
know I don't be liking those regular, I don't be liking regular glasses, bitch. I gotta order mine, bitch, honey. I ordered them 2 weeks ago. They came today, honey, okay? I ordered another pair, too, but I don't like them. They're too small for my face. They looked bigger. They looked bigger online. They looked bigger. These ones looked bigger online. But they too small for my face. I ordered these other ones because I thought these would be cute and funky for me to wear. But I don't really like these ones like I like the other ones. I ordered two pair, $180 for two pair. But I don't really like these ones like this. This is not this one. These ones is not cute for my face. But I'll just have them just in case, you know, I lose my other ones, honey, you know, and things of that nature. You know, I don't like them. Yeah, they are fab. That's why I ordered them. But I don't like the way they look. I don't like the way they look on my face. And I don't know why. The last time I was in LA, I left my glasses in the hotel when I was checking out the hotel room, so I didn't have my glasses. Bitch, and it's expensive to get another prescription and order glasses and all of that stuff, honey. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know those ones, I thought they was cute when I seen them, but they wasn't, when I got them, when they came today, they didn't look cute when I seen them. I thought they would have been cute for my look, bitch, but they didn't give me what I wanted and stuff like that. Hold on, we got another caller? Oh, yes, we got another caller. Philadelphia is in the house, 267-625. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit or are you just here?
I'm here for the shit. I am definitely
okay.
here for the shit. First
What's
of
that?
All, I want to say that I love you, Kels, and I commend you for keeping your head up and being strong and sharing your story. It takes a lot of courage. I commend you on turning negative situations into a positive for you. I see growth and change in you, and you out here supporting your people, and that's all people, queer or straight. So I really see a lot of change in you, and I love listening to your story. You do make me laugh. You stay humble, and I just appreciate all that you do and the things that you say. It comes off a little bit rough at times, but it's truth in what you say. So I just appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your kind words. You know, because everybody don't understand, like people don't know, like, you know, living my life on the internet, it's a lot that comes along with it. And people tell me all the time, like, oh, you need to be on a show, you need to be this, and you need to do this, and you need to get money for this, and you need to get money for that. My blessings and my payoff is when someone like yourself calls into the show, or someone like yourself puts a message in my inbox and let me know, like, you know, your words, your videos, and the things you've done have helped me through the days, and it has, like, you know, people tell me, like, it saved my life for, like, telling your story about you committed suicide and all types of things like that. So when people call in, that's my payoff. That's how I get paid. I don't need to get paid through cash.
That's true. There's truth in that. I just think that with you and what people say to you is just you have a type of light that people are attracted to. You know what I mean? And it's easy to get caught up in that, and I feel like you're doing a good job, you know, better than maintaining. You're staying in your lane. You're doing what's right for you in that moment. You're thinking it through, and you don't have to let everybody know the moves that you're making. You feel me? So I think you're doing a fantastic job, and I love tuning in to you on Mondays.
Thank you so much. Continue to tune in, because we're going to be here every motherfucking Monday. We ain't going no motherfucking where. The only place we're going is bigger and motherfucking better.
You said you was going to have the last show a couple weeks ago, and I was like, that's why I had asked you, was this the last show? Because you said it was going to be the last show, but I'm glad to hear that it's not going to be.
No, it was going to be the last show, because I really thought that, you know, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, I really thought that it was going to be really critical this time when I went to the hospital. I really thought that, like, you know, that I was going to have to, like, be down for a while and stuff like that. But God be the glory, it wasn't what I thought that it was going to be. And it was just a little fluid, and they drained the fluid off, and we was able to get back here and be here for the motherfucking shit. So God be the glory that it wasn't what I thought it was, and I thought we were going to have to take a little break, baby. But, you know, I have to, you know, I feel, you know, even though some Mondays, I don't want to do the show, and I just want to sit up here and just be a big-ass fucking chicken head and watch Love and Hip Hop and just relax and everything. I know that people be waiting for Monday nights. I know people be waiting for the show. And, you know, and we used to, like, really, like, I used to, like, really used to be on live, like, heavy and doing lives and everything. And I cut it back to just Mondays and stuff because it was really consuming myself. So I have to make sure that I'm here on Monday nights and, you know, and give the people what they need.
That's right. Well, keep it up, Kels. I love you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay. We got another caller. And the next caller we have is 646-541. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays. Are you here for the shit, or are you just here? Hello? 646-807. You live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air. Yes, you're live.
Hey, Kevin. Doug.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm here for the shit.
Yes. What's up?
Well, I'm glad that you're doing okay and all that, things of that nature. You look rested, beautiful, and all that everyday realness.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, Kelly, do you want to be monkey fox and bust down your throat? Ooh. I'm here for the shit.
What? Do I want to be monkey fucked? Why would I want to be monkey fucked?
I mean, that sounds over, doesn't it? Who doesn't want to be monkey fucked? I want to be monkey fucked.
No, I want to be monkey fucked. But let me tell you something, baby. The way I'm going to suck his dick on my birthday, he's gonna think it's his motherfucking birthday. The way I'm gonna suck his dick on my birthday, he's gonna think it's his birthday. Hashtag say less.
You got that iconic throat, Kelly.
Baby, this motherfucking throat is nasty, honey. I learned from watching Jason.
Oh my god.
So Jason be serving neck bone specials still?
No,
baby,
no,
honey,
I do not.
Let me tell y'all something. We don't serve neck bones over here, bitch. We don't suck dick over here, bitch. What we do over here on the Jess Kelly Network is hashtag top floor entertainment. Hashtag top floor entertainment. That's what we do over here on the Jess Kelly Network. We don't suck dick. We don't suck neck bones. We give top floor entertainment.
Ooh. You should create your iconic power fans only. The people want to see.
Okay, baby, honey. Baby, let me tell y'all something. When I retire from doing all this shit, and I don't give a fuck about a bitch motherfucking saying whatever the fuck they want to say about me, bitch, okay? Bitch, I'm going to drop some nasty motherfucking sex tapes up on Facebook and Twitter and all types of shit, bitch, and you bitches are going to fucking gag, bitch, okay?
Oh, Kelly, I love you, dog. You keep us all entertained, you know. Well, we couldn't be having a stressful day. You know, you just keep everybody light and laughing. Hope you feel better and have a great night.
Thank you.
Good night, Carla.
Let me tell you something. I see the comments that y'all asking me about the things that y'all asking me. I'm not commenting on anybody that makes videos and all types of things about me. Certain people, I have learned that you don't comment about them in a video because all they're looking for is your viewers and your followers to come over to their page once you clap back at them. So some bitches, I don't clap back at them on videos. I'll just make a motherfucking title, bitch. I'll just make a status, bitch, and I'll clap back at them in a status, bitch, okay? Some bitches I'm not going to just talk about in my video because they're just looking for bitches to follow them. And we ain't doing no more motherfucking, we ain't giving these bitches free promotion for 2018, bitch. Promotion costs. This motherfucking show costs, bitch. It costs to have motherfucking bundles and shit like that, bitch. So we ain't giving bitches free promotion, bitch. A bitch just spend all this money on these new bundles and shit for her birthday and shit, bitch. This shit costs, bitch. We ain't giving these bitches free promotion. Fuck these bitches. Let them do what they do, bitch. Because at the end of the day, I started out with motherfucking Dr. Finn that fucked me up, bitch. And I gave him two chances to fuck me. But now I got the motherfucking real motherfucking doctor, Dr. Jess Ting. And Dr. Jess Ting is going to fix me up and make me right, bitch. So any other bitch that got something to say, bitch? Girl, don't get mad at me, bitch. Get mad at yourself, bitch. I'm just saying, okay? It is what it is, bitch. Say less. Bitch, I'm always here for the shit. Yeah, sonny. So, but I'm just saying, I can't wait for my birthday to get here. I'm going to have a wonderful time, okay? I'm going to have a great time on Wednesday night. Then I'm going out Wednesday night for dinner. Then on Thursday, Caesar's having a competition in the city on Thursday night. And then I'm going to go to Atlantic City on Friday night. Then I'm going to come home on Saturday, and I'm going to rest. And I'm going to rest Saturday night, and I'm going to rest on Sunday so I can get up on Monday and tell y'all everything that happened, you know, over the whole weekend, okay? So, you know, I'll be back in Philly. Shout-outs to Facebook. Philadelphia is my new second home. So, you know, I'll be in Philly. I'm always in Philly, honey. I love getting silly in motherfucking Philadelphia, honey, okay? Bitch, Facebook is cutting up. The numbers are dropping on Facebook and everything, and she cutting up. But if y'all want to call in and give us a shout-out before we get up out of here, the phone number is 563-999-3792. We always here for the shit. Me and my legendary Brista, the legendary Jason motherfucking Bridges extraordinaire, bitch, honey, okay, and shit like that. I still got, baby, you know, the girls don't use me. I'm keeping it funky with y'all, Miss Thang Girl, you know. I worked hard, and I'm going to keep it funky with y'all, right? Because I see somebody said T-shirts. I worked hard and saved up my coins and stuff, and I bought T-shirts and stuff, and only my straight and only a couple of gay people, but the straight community was the only ones that supported me when it came to my T-shirts. I still have T-shirts on sale if people want to buy T-shirts. You know, the Jess Kelly on the front, and I'm here for the shit on the back. I'm about to do a new logo and a new I'm here for the shit T-shirts, but I still have the old ones, and I'm about to do a new one. But when I do the new ones is not going to be, I'm not going to order them in the bulk the way I ordered them before and just have them sitting around. When people place orders for the T-shirts, I will order the T-shirts and have it directly sent to them, because the last time I saved them my money and ordered T-shirts, I got all of these T-shirts and the girls wasn't here for the shit like they were supposed to be here for the shit. You know, people say that they're here for the shit, but bitch, you know, bitches don't be really here for the shit like that. Man, you know, so, you know, I got 2X T-shirts. You can hit me up in my inbox, and the T-shirts are $20 and $6.95 for flat rate shipping through the U.S. Postal Service for the T-shirts. So you can definitely hit me up in my inbox for T-shirts on Instagram, on Facebook, and stuff for the T-shirts. I got small, medium, large, extra large, and 2Xs. And motherfucking T-shirts. I'm always here for the motherfucking shit when it comes to the motherfucking T-shirts and stuff. So, but I'm still wearing. Yes, honey. Okay. So, but I'm about to get up out of here. You know, we're gonna get up out of here a little half an hour early so y'all bitches can wind down and get all riled back up, because y'all know my girl T.S. Madison is going to be coming on about 10:30 black. She's supposed to come on at 10, but she's going to come on around 10:30 black people time. So I'm going to let y'all get up out of here. I'm going to get up out of here because Jason just came in from work and jumped right on the show, and I know Jason needs to go wash his motherfucking coochie, Miss Thing, and I need to wind down and get myself together. I know you need to wash your coochie, Miss Thang. I know you just came in from work, Miss Thang Girl, and you went and peed and got you something to drink, honey, and you sat there and you were on the show. So I know you need to wash your pussy, honey. So we're going to let these people go, and we're going to get up out of here, and we'll be back here live, loud, and in color next week, Monday. But if something happened or any ballroom tea or any gossip that happened in between then and now, bitch, you know, we'll come and we'll break it and we'll give it to y'all, bitch. So make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at JUSSKELLY. That's everything. Everything with me is Jess Kelly. My Instagram, my Snapchat, my Twitter, my Cash App, everything is JUSSSKELLY. That's 3 S's, KELLY, and I'm always here for the shit. We still got T-shirts. Birthday is going down in 16 days, and I want everybody at 12 o'clock in 2 hours, it's going to be Danny's birthday. Y'all remember the guy I had to fight with in the phone booth? It's going to be his birthday. So shout out to Danny Khan. It's the legendary Danny Khan. It's his birthday. So happy birthday, Danny, and many more to motherfucking come. And I hope you, you know, Enjoy your birthday. And don't forget, at 11:30 tonight, it's the Iconic Point of View with the Icon Rodney and Harold and Arnold Allure will be live on the air at 11:30 tonight. So make sure y'all definitely tune into their motherfucking, make sure that you definitely tune into their show and definitely be here for the shit with them. And I'll be on their show a little bit later as well. I'll be up on their show to call in, you know, to discuss a couple of things and stuff on their show a little bit later and to start my shit up on their show. So make sure y'all tune in. But I want to thank everybody on Instagram. I want to thank everybody on YouTube. I want to thank everybody on Facebook for definitely being here and following us and being a part of the show. Everybody on Facebook, I cannot add any more friends on Facebook, but you can definitely follow me. You can definitely follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, and all that. I love y'all all. Jason, tell the girls good night. We up out of here.
Good night. Talk to y'all later.
And like I tell y'all every Monday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I am the Icon Supreme Mother of the House of Mizrahi, and I love y'all all for loving me. Good night. Okay. How do you end this shit? I don't know how to end this shit. I forgot how to end this shit over here on YouTube. Oh, here we go. End screen, baby, okay? Wait, end screen, done. Instagram. I want to thank everybody on Instagram because y'all, I want to thank y'all. I want to thank everybody here over here on Instagram. I ended the live on Facebook and I ended the live on YouTube. But I want to thank everybody here on Instagram because y'all motherfuckers be here for the fucking shit. When I say hashtag, y'all hashtag and y'all be here for the shit. So shout out to everybody on Instagram. I love coming live on Instagram and everything. I love y'all all. I'll see y'all back here next Monday. Honey, well, you never know, honey. Instagram, I might just come up here and give a live and just sit here and talk shit. I love y'all. Good night.